This is Communique from WHQR in Wilmington, North Carolina. I'm Gina Gamboni. Dreams of Wilmington is celebrating a big anniversary. This nonprofit youth development through the arts program turns 20 this year. Executive Director Matt Carvin is planning a Dreams Festival this fall and a fundraiser called 2020.
This fall, we've got a lot of great things that we're doing. We're bringing back all these Dreams alumni and teaching artists and volunteers and board members, basically anybody who has been a part of the Dreams family for the past 20 years. And we're doing a big thing called the Festival of Dreams that's going to be happening in September with our kids doing performances and all things like that. So leading up into that, we are doing an online campaign called the 2020 campaign, where folks can donate a dollar for every year that Dreams has been serving our youth in the community. $20 for our 20th anniversary, and it's being matched by a very generous donor, dollar for dollar, to help us get another 20 years going by helping us start our endowment. So it's very easy. You just go to dreams2020.org, and there's a quick little button to push and then donate to Dreams and help us get another 20 years going.
Matt, you've been here, what, 3 years?
3 years.
3 years.
Yeah.
You've been married to Dreams for 3 years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the honeymoon's over.
The honeymoon is over, and yet the love is deeper, I'm sure.
Oh, it is.
Tell me about your experience over the past 3 years. And, you know, as Dreams hits this mile marker, what are you thinking about? What is your vision for the future for Dreams?
That's a great question, Gina. It's been a whirlwind, really, in a wonderful way. We're serving more kids at Dreams now than we ever have. We're always looking to expand our mission and to serve more kids, really. So that's where I see the future going, is looking for more opportunities to reach more children whose lives would be bettered by the arts. This past couple of years has been amazing. We had a capital campaign that we wrapped up. We've got this wonderful venue to showcase our kids in the community called The Garage at Dreams that's just being rented all the time by community members. And we're seeing such neat things happen because of that space, and our kids are getting such exposure to real life artistic experiences by groups like Dramtree coming in and doing their thing and opening up to the public and inviting folks to the North Side. Our philosophy really at Dreams is nothing but the best for our kids, really. We want to give them the top-notch experience in the arts and the best teaching artists and the best supplies, and now they have one of the best venues in town as well. And people do come up there and go, wow, this is a neat thing. It's in the North Side. And we're like, yeah, of course it is. This is a great community up here for something like this.
Mm-hmm. For people who don't know, give us some details about what's going on at the Dream Center. What kind of classes, you know, who gets to go there, the outreach. Paint us a little portrait of what Dreams is.
Dreams is an after-school arts programming for kids that I guess we consider at risk, kids that would not normally have experiences in the arts. But what we do is we use the arts in a youth development capacity. Our ultimate goal is to give these kids futures where they can do anything they want. So we inundate them with experiences like musical theater and dance and pottery and painting and guitar and just this big plethora of creative expression at just their fingertips. It's free of charge. It's first come, first serve for kids to come in, and they do an interview process. And they're there 4 hours a week studying some sort of artistic endeavor with some of the best professional artists in town. We realize that not all kids can get to Dreams, so we do outreach programming at several sites with the Wilmington Housing Authority and at different schools as well, like DC Virgo, to reach the kids that would not be able to come to Dreams.
Yeah. So if I want to give $20 to Dreams, it's going to be doubled to $40. And if I give 100, that'll be doubled to 200.
Absolutely.
And
Keep going, Gina. I like this train of thought.
That was Executive Director Matt Carvin from Dreams of Wilmington. The Dreams Anniversary Festival will be this September, and the 2020 fundraiser is ongoing. Find more at whqr.org.